All right, let's dive in. We're all about that think and act locally vibe today.
Absolutely.
And guess what? Congressman Brian Babin, he's on the same page, apparently.
Oh, is he?
Yep. His email bulletin to his constituents, January 5th, 2025. I got to say.
Okay.
He's got a lot to say this time.
Mm-hmm.
We're unpacking Congress, the hot topics,
mm-hmm.
even getting down to those everyday things, you know, the constituent services.
Right, right.
So we're going to connect the dots.
Okay.
From those big national headlines to what's happening right here.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
And most importantly, what we can actually do about it. What do you think?
It's always fascinating, right, to see how a congressman frames things.
Oh, for sure.
For the people he represents, this bulletin.
Yeah.
Prime example. National politics can feel very personal.
Totally. And he jumps right in, celebrating Mike Johnson, reelected as Speaker of the House, calls it a clear mandate for a conservative agenda, even predicts a new golden age. Big words, right? Makes you wonder, what does that even mean for us here in listeners' town, city, region?
Well, think about it. A conservative House agenda, that could change a lot.
Like what?
Policies, taxes, healthcare, even environmental regulations. All that stuff trickles down.
Oh, yeah.
To us, to the local level. For example, federal funding for healthcare.
Really?
Any changes there, direct impact on our hospitals, clinics, you know.
Yeah, that's true. So we should probably be paying attention to any local healthcare advocacy groups.
For sure.
Right. We'll have to look into that. But Congressman Babin, he didn't stop there.
Oh, no.
Not at all. He went right for President Biden, specifically calling him out for that Presidential Citizens Medal, you know, the one he gave to the January 6th committee members.
Okay, this is where it gets interesting. The Presidential Citizens Medal. That's a big deal.
It is.
Oh, yeah. Second highest civilian award in the U.S. For people who've done amazing things for the country,
right,
giving it to the January 6th committee. Bound to be controversial.
I can see that because of how divided everyone still is about January 6th.
Exactly. Some people, they see the committee as heroes, right? Holding people accountable. Others, like Congressman Babin, they think it's all political.
Makes you think, how's that playing out here
in
our community, I mean?
That's the question, isn't it? It's easy to get caught up in the national stuff.
Yeah.
But what about our local conversations?
Okay.
Are we having those? And speaking of things that hit close to home,
okay,
Congressman Babin also had some words about those Biden policies. Oil and gas drilling.
Oh, right.
And commuting those death sentences, remember?
Yeah, two totally different issues. But they both connect to that balance.
Right.
Federal power versus local impact. Like here in listeners' town, city, region, oil and gas regulations.
Absolutely.
Those could change jobs, change the whole local economy.
And then the death penalty. Ooh, that's always a tough one. Strong opinions on both sides.
For sure. Makes me wonder, what's happening locally? Have there been any initiatives here? Discussions, town halls, maybe? Advocacy groups for criminal justice reform is worth checking out, right?
Definitely. Seeing how these national policies are playing out on our streets.
Exactly. Oh, and speaking of local impact, Congressman Babin.
Yeah?
He brought up immigration.
Ah, yes. That's a big one. Think and act locally. Front and center there.
Absolutely. So he's criticizing ICE, right? Yeah. Says they're offering too many services to undocumented immigrants. Argues they should just focus on deportation.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's all about ending birth tourism.
Birth tourism.
Yeah, when people come here specifically to have babies who are automatically U.S. citizens.
Right, right.
They even introduced a bill to change that, the Birthright Citizenship Act.
Hmm. We should probably take a look at immigration policy then, right?
Yeah, and how it's affecting our community specifically. Do you know what kind of resources we have?
For immigrants, you mean?
Yeah. Are there organizations here helping them? Legal aid, support services, things like that?
Good questions, because behind all these policies, they're real people, right? Real families.
That's what we tend to forget. And it's not just about abstract ideas. It's about our neighbors.
Absolutely. Real people, real stories. Like Congressman Babin mentioned that pro-life activist.
Oh, yeah.
Spent the holidays in prison just for praying outside an abortion facility.
Wow.
He's asking President Trump for a pardon, saying it's about religious freedom.
That's a heavy one. Both nationally and locally, we've had protests here in listeners' town, city, region, debates, the whole thing. Makes me wonder, what are the different opinions here in our community? On abortion, I mean.
Yeah, that's what we need to figure out. How are these national issues playing out locally?
For sure. It's easy to get caught up in all the national noise.
Totally.
But it's happening here, too.
Right here. Speaking of which, remember Congressman Babin also mentioned that military appeals court ruling.
The one about the 9/11 plea deals?
Yeah, it's complicated, legally speaking, but what stuck out to me, he's emphasizing justice for the families affected by 9/11.
Oh,
It
right.
makes you think, even events that feel far away, they have lasting consequences. And those consequences often felt most strongly at the local level.
Sobering thought. And it makes me wonder, how have WE dealt with 9/11? As a community, I mean.
Yeah, good question.
Are there memorials? Support groups? How do we remember? And also move forward?
It's a balancing act, and it goes back to that think and act locally idea.
Okay.
It's not just about what's happening in Now W, right? It's about processing the past, too, healing as a community, moving forward together.
Absolutely. And before we move on, quick reminder for our listeners, if you're digging this deep dive
Yeah.
and you want to support what we're doing, encouraging everyone to think and act locally,
Right.
you can head over to our website. It's website URL. Links in the show notes. Every little bit helps. All right, let's take a break. Come back for part two.
Sounds good.
We'll keep unpacking Congressman Babin's bulletin and what it all means for you.
Looking forward to it. All right, welcome back to our deep dive into Congressman Babin's bulletin. You know, and what it all means for us right here in the Listener's Town City region, we've been talking about some pretty serious stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that's kind of the point, right? These national headlines, they have real consequences
Oh, yeah.
right here at home.
It's so easy to feel overwhelmed by it all, you know, like what we do doesn't even matter.
Right.
But here's the thing. Congressman Babin, he kind of takes a turn in this bulletin.
Does he?
Yeah, he starts talking about helping people with the government,
Okay.
passports, the IRS, the VA. All that bureaucracy.
Ugh, tell me about it. But it's true, you know, part of a congressman's job
Yeah.
is helping the people they represent, even with those everyday problems.
Exactly. And it made me think, do you know what resources we have for that kind of stuff? I mean,
Here in Listener's Town City region.
yeah, like if people need help with that government stuff,
Yeah.
we're always saying think and act locally. This is like a perfect example, right?
Totally. There are usually local organizations that can help. Yeah, navigate all that red tape. Like, we have briefly described a relevant local organization that assists with government services right here. They can be amazing, especially with all that paperwork and the confusing rules.
That's great to know. That's a good reminder, right?
Yeah.
We're not alone in this.
Not at all.
And it's not just about getting help,
No.
it's about supporting those organizations too.
Absolutely. Volunteering, donating, just spreading the word.
Right.
Those are all ways to act locally, make a real difference.
So true. Now, what about those national issues we were discussing earlier, like immigration? Congressman Babin, he mentioned ending birth tourism. But what does that even look like? Here in our community, I mean.
Yeah, good question.
Well, according to cite a local source for demographic information, if available, briefly describe relevant local demographics or statistics related to immigration. And we've got several organizations here working on those issues.
Oh, really?
Yeah. For example, we have briefly described a local organization focused on immigration.
See, that's what I'm talking about, a national debate, but with a local context.
Right.
It's not just some abstract policy.
No.
It's about our neighbors, how it affects them directly.
It's about seeing the people, you know,
Yeah.
behind all the policy talk.
That's where thinking and acting locally becomes powerful, I think,
I agree.
moving past all that national stuff.
Yeah.
Finding ways to engage with these issues,
Right.
but with nuance, with compassion.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And it's not just about immigration, right? It's everything we've talked about, like abortion. Congressman Babin, he brought up that pro-life activist. But there are a lot of different opinions on that, even here.
Oh, absolutely. A lot of different perspectives.
Right. And those perspectives, they often lead to action. We've seen protests here in Listener's Town City region, rallies both sides of the issue. So it makes you think, are there organizations here that align with your views on abortion? I mean,
That's a good question for everyone, right? If this
climate.
is important to you, are you part of the conversation happening here, supporting the groups working on it?
That's what Think and Act Locally is all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Connecting our beliefs to action and
Exactly.
realizing that we all have a role to play.
In shaping our community.
Exactly. And sometimes,
Yeah.
you know, those local actions, they can have a bigger impact.
Like a ripple effect.
Yeah. Think about all those grassroots movements. They started small, but they changed things. But it all starts with that first step, right? Getting involved, making your voice heard.
Absolutely. Speaking of making a difference, we talked about supporting organizations earlier.
Right, the ones helping people with government services.
Exactly. But there are so many other amazing groups out there.
Doing incredible work.
Working on all kinds of issues. Like, we have briefly described a local organization working on an issue of relevance to the listeners' community.
See, just one example.
Out of so many, hundreds of organizations right here in listeners' town, city, region.
Really?
Doing great things every day, but they need our help to keep going.
So if you're feeling inspired by all this, maybe do some research, right? Find an organization that speaks to you,
mm-hmm.
volunteer your time, donate, spread the word. It all adds up.
And remember, thinking and acting locally, it's not just about those big dramatic things.
Right.
It's about the small stuff too.
The everyday things.
Exactly. Being a good neighbor, helping out, supporting our community.
Makes sense.
It's about being an engaged citizen, someone who's working to make things better.
That's what it's all about. And we're back for the final part of our deep dive, Congressman Babin's Bulletin.
Wow, we really went through it, huh?
We did. From yeah. national politics to right here at home.
From those big agendas yeah. to immigration.
Abortion, even 9/11.
It's a lot.
It is. But I think the biggest takeaway, it's all about that think and act locally mindset.
Oh, for sure.
It's easy to feel powerless,
mm-hmm.
you know, with those big national issues.
Yeah, like what can we even do?
Right. But when we focus on our own communities,
things change.
We see those opportunities to actually make a difference.
It's about realizing we're not just watching this happen.
Hmm.
We're a part of it.
We can shape things.
Exactly. And it starts right here at home.
And you know what else I liked about Congressman Babin's bulletin?
What's that?
Even though he's talking about national stuff.
Yeah.
He also brought up those everyday constituent services.
Oh, right. Right.
Reminded us that our representatives, they're supposed to help us.
Even with the boring stuff.
Exactly. Even with those bureaucratic headaches.
It's a good reminder, think and act locally.
Yeah.
It's not always about those huge issues.
Right.
It's about being a good neighbor, lending a hand.
Supporting those organizations doing good work.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up, I want to challenge our listeners. Think of one thing, just one action you can take this week.
Okay.
To really embrace that think and act locally spirit.
I like that. One concrete action.
Yeah. Maybe volunteer somewhere like a food bank
mm-hmm.
or donate to a cause you care about.
Or even just reach out to a neighbor.
Yeah. Someone who might need some help.
Or start a conversation, you know? With your friends, your family.
About something important to you.
Exactly. There's so many ways to get involved.
The possibilities are endless. And remember, every little thing adds up.
It all makes a difference.
It creates that ripple effect.
And if you're looking for ideas
mm-hmm.
or resources, don't forget to check out our website.
Yes. It's Website URL. Links in the show notes.
We've got tons of info there.
About local organizations, initiatives, ways to get involved right here in listeners' town, city, region.
Get out there and be the change, right?
Exactly. Think locally, act locally. Together we can build a better future.
For everyone.
For ourselves, for our kids, for everyone. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
It's been a good one.